720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And as we get into one of the great grilling holidays of the year, 4th of July, of course, for all those great reasons and freedom and festivities and fireworks and all that kind of stuff. But it's also a great opportunity to fire up the grill and get ready for one of those great holidays. And excited to have on with us one of the great personalities in barbecue, the man behind the Gateway Drum Smokers, Blues Hog Nation, and the oftentimes unstoppable team at Shake and Bake Barbecue, the one and only Tim Scheer. Tim, welcome to WGN.
Thanks, Dang. Glad to be here.
So the bat signal is out. The Shake and Bake bat signal is out. And when it comes to the kind of things that people enjoy on the grill, you know, you're beginners, the uninitiated to the more complicated world of barbecue. You know, they're doing the burgers and the hot dogs and things like that. When you want to step your game up, you're going to go for ribs, right? That's kind of in the team photo of the great stuff that you want to enjoy, but it's not as easy as it seems. And we always have those questions. People say, hey, how long do I boil my ribs for? But let's hear from the man who's out there, not only with doing it himself and on the competition side, but teaching people, paying it forward with the barbecue league. Let's talk a little ribs with Tim Scheer.
Well, you're right. I mean, I think, you know, everybody talks about great ribs, you know what I mean? When you're thinking barbecue, and especially around the 4th of July for me, I mean, it's just the most time, you know, of any that I want to do barbecue ribs, you know, for the family and friends. And you really want to hit that home run and, you know, great rib is the way to do it. You know, if people are going from burgers to dogs and, you know, and that's all great, but I think with some of our tips and tricks and our products, we try to make it easy is what we try to do. So I've tried to take everything and simplify it. You know, I've got some great tips online that are a competition quality rib that you can do at your backyard and do it on any smoker and be successful and make everybody happy.
Well, Tim, I wanted to ask you is, you know, when it comes to brisket, you know, there's a lot of people out there that won't even in the backyard kind of arena, won't even attempt it, right? It's too hard. You know, they just go to their favorite place. Nothing wrong with that. Support your great pit masters and restaurants and all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to ribs, it seems like there's a bunch of different camps as to what are good ribs or people are just kind of surviving on bad ribs, not knowing the difference, you know, or there's that whole kind of, you know, I don't know. There's a certain department of the population that enjoys sort of that kind of mushy fall off the bone kind of rib. For you as a guy who does this at the highest level, describe what people should be looking for in a quality rib.
Well, and that's obviously everybody has their own preference and that's totally fine if you're cooking for yourself. But when we're cooking a competition or if I'm going to cook for people that I'm trying to impress, I want something that has a well-balanced flavor. You know, I do not want to over-smoke the rib, number one. That's what a lot of people make, that mistake. You know, I've got to start with a good meaty rib. You know, I don't want anything that just has no meat or is too thin. That'll create a dry product. But I want to get my tenderness, and that's, you know, that's the number one key. You've got to hit that perfect tenderness. So when I'm going for a rib, I want it to be bite off the bone with very little resistance. It should come off very clean. The meat should not stick to the bone where your bite mark is, but it also does not fall off the bone.
You see, and that's it, right? And on the seasoning side and the saucing side, sometimes, you know, people will put the sauce on, slather it up right from the get-go. It all burns off. Like, as far as kind of timing the different things that you'll do to the ribs, what would you suggest for the listeners?
Well, that's just it. I mean, you know, sauce typically has a lot of sugar in it, so those sugars are going to burn if you put it on too soon. So what you want to do is start with a dry rub, you know, and that's going to have a little bit of sugar, but not too much. It's also going to have your salt and your pepper and your, you know, your garlic flavor and you know, some chili powder typically in a barbecue rub. So start with that first. Give it about 30 minutes before you put them on. Let them smoke. Let them get the color. Let them get the look you're going for. And then, you know, what I suggest is wrapping them in foil just to get that tenderness without over smoking them. And they kind of braise for the last 30 minutes or so. And that's going to give you that moisture retention and good tenderness that you're looking for in a rib. You know, after that, you can always go back and sauce them on the grill.
That's right. Okay, so that's what you end up doing is you end up saucing them kind of in the end there. It sort of caramelizes. But let's talk a little bit about, and before we get to, I want to let the listeners know that when it comes to drum smokers, this is something that's been out there. It's been very hot. People have been talking about it. For those people that, you know, have your basic Weber in the backyard, you could definitely do it. But you mentioned starting with great meat, and you don't come empty-handed when it comes to this. Not only great suggestions, but also a way for the listeners to get in on some great meat and get some great meat from Target with the Rockin' Ribs. So talk a little bit about, I think it's Tyson, right? And some of the things that you've helped kind of pave the way for the people to get that great meat to start it all off.
Right. So, you know, our friends over at Tyson, we've partnered with them for a 4th of July or a summer Rockin' Ribs promotion, you know, at Target. So basically there's a website, it's TysonRibsRock.com. And what people can do is go into any Target. There's about 1,600 of them around the country where, you know, these Tyson ribs are available, and use their Circle app, and they'll get 10% off of the ribs. Now,
wow.
You know, this is just not just a promotion, though, for me. I mean, it's something that I really believe in. We've used Tyson ribs in the competition circuit. You know, I think we just won first place ribs a couple weeks ago out at your event at Barbecue Fight Club. That was awesome. You know, so these ribs are going to be meaty, like I talked about. They're not thin. They're not weak little ribs that you're going to find at a lot of places. They're very, very tender when you cook them. They've got a bright red color. And really what you look for in ribs is some marbling. You want to have some of that fat, that intermuscular fat inside the meat. And that's what helps keep them moist and flavorful. And that's what these ribs are going to have. That's why we trust them for competitions. And that's why I feed them with, you know, to our family. We're actually doing a food truck vending event that we'll be serving them at. So, you know, it's pretty much everything we use. And, you know, the reason we're doing all this is we want people to be successful when they do it. It's a big deal to buy ribs. It's a lot of, you know, can be a lot of work. You know, we want people to start with better meat, and then you'll end with better meat. And that's just what these things will allow you to do.
And you got to see and let the listeners know, of course, and Tim had mentioned it, you know, winning ribs at the Barbecue Fight Club. He is also the inaugural and undefeated, right, champion of the Barbecue Fight Club, as well as our overall inaugural grand champion. So you've got that pedigree from so many different contests, and just adding this as one of those extra ones. It's kind of interesting to see, because so many, and we've got Targets, man, I could think of like four or five of them within probably a 15-minute drive of our house. And so they are everywhere, but it's kind of cool to see them getting into the meat business.
Well, it is neat, I think. And, you know, Target, for me, is, you know, and Tyson, you know, all of us together was such a good fit, because I think my family goes to Target at least once a day, maybe twice, I think, yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I've got three daughters, so it seems like they're in there all the time. But, you know, now that they've got meat, maybe I'll go in there and check it out and buy the grocery list and come back and home and start cooking for them. But no, it's really cool that they're getting involved. And you know, it's just, it's a promotion of everything we enjoy doing, which is, you know, the backyard music, and, you know, it's the Rockin' Ribs. You know, it's just bringing the family together and having fun and friends and enjoying the backyard. And, you know, it's all a big part of it. And I think it's really cool that they're getting behind that.
Yeah, especially now these days when everybody's kind of, I don't want to say stuck, but like together at home and around food, especially for some of these great holidays where food is a focus.
No doubt. I mean, that's one of the things that I've noticed about even our lifestyle. I mean, we used to travel a lot, and, you know, every weekend being gone to a competition or some type of an event or a sporting event, you know, we've got to spend a lot of time at home in the backyard and kind of going back to the roots of how we cook. And you know, I know my family and friends have enjoyed it for sure.
Yeah. For the listeners that may not know this, once you have tasted ribs done at this level in this way, it is night and day. You may think, you know, it's like when I was a kid, Tim, you know, we used to go to Ponderosa, you know, we'd have the steak at Ponderosa. It was about, I don't know if it was like a quarter, maybe three, I don't know, it was maybe half an inch thick and had a piece of plastic stuck in the top. We thought we were living. We didn't really know how great it could be. And so a little bit of insight from the mountaintop, I think, is important. I did want to touch on this too. And of course you can do great ribs, whether it's, you know, you got a Kamado, you got your Weber kettle, any of those kind of things, but ribs specifically, and you win championships all over the place on the drum smokers. Maybe give the listeners a little bit of insight into that, because, you know, just shake and bake doesn't define. You've also got that phenomenon that is the hot and fast with the gateway drum smokers, and this is something, it'll cook everything, but like ribs seem to be really, really well received on the drums.
Ribs is where it all started for us on the drum smoker. So we created the gateway drum smoker in about 2012, and, you know, I was struggling with the rib category in competitions, honestly, And so we created the first gateway drum smoker, and we started cooking ribs in about 2 hours and 15 minutes, whereas we were going for anywhere from 4 to 6 hours on these things. And they, you know, we just weren't happy with the results. And, you know, once we started cooking on the drum that year in 2012, we actually won first place ribs at the American Royal, and that's out of 650 teams, you know, the World Series of barbecue right there in Kansas City. And that's where it all started for us. So, I mean, you know, ribs are, near and dear to my heart with this thing. And, and it really is built for it. I mean, you know, I've actually got a rib recipe on our Facebook and Instagram page on Shake and Bake BBQ that takes you from start to finish. It's a competition quality recipe that is easy enough to do in the backyard on the drum. And you'd be surprised how little time and effort it really takes once you get lined up with the right products. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, yes, we sell these things, but I totally believe in it. And I know it can make your life a lot easier and your family a lot happier when the barbecue turns out so good and they don't have to wait till 9 o'clock.
Right. The trophy case is a testament to the fact that it does work. And if you can make great stuff and then also have it be time considerate as well, I mean, it's something that people should look into. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And that's great that you've got the recipe up there as well. Of course, the recipe for the great meats is to head over to Target for the Rockin' Ribs and get those Tyson ribs and get 10% off. And so I think that's a great promotion to kind of get people started on some ribs and all the stuff that they're going to be enjoying this weekend. So as we let you go, Tim, any kind of website, like I said, we'll have links up for Tyson for Rockin' Ribs up on the website. But as far as social media, people catch up with all your adventures?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Shake and Bake BBQ on Facebook and Instagram. The BBQLeague.com is our website where we've got a ton of tips and tricks and recipes and tips from the pros. If you're into barbecue at all, that's a must have for upping your game, you know what I mean, at home or wherever. So we've got some really cool content on there. You know, obviously the ribs are at TysonRibsRock.com. You can see all the tips on there as well and the promotions and where to find them at the store locator. So, I appreciate the time.
Yep, it's great stuff. People are going to be out there with the grill, with the smoker, however they're going to do it, and get a little guidance from Tim Shear and Shake and Bake. Has everybody, I think, in the best place possible. So, Tim, thanks so much for what you're doing. Get back to it, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yep, yes, sir. I appreciate it. Have a great 4th of July, and enjoy the ribs.